So today, this first Sunday of Advent, is a day in the church when we start a new year. Even though it's not January 1st, for us church folks, today is the start of a new year, New Year's Day. Now, just as some people will make resolutions at New Year's, I'd suggest this is also a fitting time for us to make resolutions of some kind as well. See, the focus of this time in Advent, these 4 weeks before Christmas, is not about getting ready for Christmas. By the way, it's on the 25th this year. You want to circle that day. Okay. We know how that story goes. So instead, these 4 weeks are a time when we are invited to prepare ourselves for all the way that Christ comes to us now. Now, this is not to say that getting ready for Christmas is a bad thing. It's not. Getting ready for Christmas is a good thing. It's a time when we remember and celebrate Jesus' birth, God with us, God walking with us on earth as one of us. And in Jesus, God comes to us to break down the walls of fear that get in the way between us and God. Jesus came with a promise of forgiveness and freedom and new life, setting us free from fear of God punishing us for every little thing we do wrong, and setting us free to live our lives, kind of like an ideal parent, providing for their kids to grow up happy, vibrant adults. Now, the problem with putting all of our eggs in the basket of Christmas is it leads us to put our focus on the one day. If we do that, we miss the point. Because Christmas is not a one-day event. Instead, it is the beginning. It's the start of a new time. So, we don't just get ready for Christmas. Instead, we get ready to use the gift of following Jesus. Now, this fall, our confirmands describe the difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. And they let us know that for them, there's a huge difference. And the good news is, Jesus didn't just show up once. He didn't just show up on Christmas to get born. He grew into a man who led us into new life and freedom with purpose and meaning. And Jesus keeps showing up. So we're not getting ready for Christmas. We're getting ready for Jesus showing up. And not just once, but every day, all the time. And so in our gospel words today, Jesus tells us up front that nobody knows when he's going to show up. Now, when we hear words of Jesus about this, we might think that it is a single one-time event that leads us into all that kind of end-of-time talk. So we might assume things like, remember hearing about the worker in the field, one was taken, one was left, the two women grinding at the wheel, one is taken, one is left. When we hear that, we might assume that it means the select are taken, the righteous. But that's the opposite of what's going on here. Jesus said it was like when the flood came in Noah's time. In the flood story, it was not the righteous ones who were taken. It was the wicked. It was the naughty ones, the ones who did not confess God. The few who were left were the righteous. Now, of course, Jesus is speaking metaphorically here, but it kind of gets our attention, doesn't it? You know, at one level, these words might fill us with some kind of fear, but they are meant to give us hope. So what does that mean for us? Well, I think part of what Jesus is getting at is describing the beginning of a new time, when the ways of Jesus that he calls the kingdom of God continue to break into the world. If we're left here, there must be a reason for it. And there is. To work for justice and to bring in Jesus' time. See, Jesus keeps showing up. Jesus shows up when the hungry are fed, when the unloved, the hated, and the unwanted are welcomed and accepted. Jesus keeps showing up when people like us, when we face times we're afraid, you know, afraid of a scary medical diagnosis, when a relationship starts to crumble, when the future we counted on turns to dust. Jesus shows up for us, and we're not alone. Now, we can't schedule it, yet he's there. Now, this does not mean that Jesus shows up rarely. Just the opposite. It means Jesus shows up often. We just can't schedule it. So Jesus says, keep watching, keep looking, keep expecting it. Jesus keeps showing up. Do we? You know, if it feels like Jesus is not showing up, is that on him or on us? Well, we need to remember that Jesus did not work alone. He sent his disciples out in pairs to heal the sick, cast out demons, and declare the kingdom of God had come. So we don't get to delegate up and say, Jesus, how come you're not showing up? He says, funny, I was going to ask you the same thing. How come you're not showing up? We are not the leaders. We are the followers. So if it feels like Jesus is not showing up when and where we want him to, we don't get to blame him. We need to look at ourselves. We are the ones, friends, who are commissioned to carry the ways of Jesus into the world today, to heal the sick, cast out demons, and forgive sins, to proclaim the kingdom of God has come, not just in words, but in actions. This past week on Tuesday, you all showed up. I know you were home, you were cleaning, getting ready for the Thanksgiving parade at your house, right? But while you were doing that, you also made 8 turkeys and sent, I don't know, 20 folks or so from our church and from tacos that brought full Thanksgiving meals to hungry families and kids who don't get enough. Well, you might not have made the turkey. You may not have gone there yourself, but you were there. That's one of the cool things about being a community of faith, a church, the body of Christ. Because when one of us goes, we all go. That's one of the things our offerings do. Because they allow us to be present in direct hands-on ministry that save lives, even if we are not physically present ourselves. So when we're looking for Jesus, it's not so much a matter of waiting for the right time or looking for Jesus to show up himself. Instead, the issue is to live like Jesus is already here. Because he is. Jesus promised. You know, the words we have today come right before Matthew 25, where Jesus said, when you fed the hungry, cared for the naked, the sick, and those in prison, you did it to me. Jesus did not say, he did it. Jesus said, you did it. Following Jesus is not something we watch. It is something we do. And if we don't do it, if we don't live it, then it's just a bunch of nice-sounding words, a good idea. But Jesus leads us to live this path. We don't need to try to be good enough to make the cut into heaven. Jesus tells us we're already in. In fact, Jesus said, the kingdom of God has already come to you. Heaven on earth. Right now. But we don't get to try to keep it for ourselves. Instead, to make it real, we need to share it and use it and make it real. If we try to keep God's promise for ourselves with our innate what's in it for me attitude, we ruin it. We take all the air out of it. So we enter into this new time, a new year starting today in Advent, a time that means coming. Because Jesus is coming, not just on Christmas, but again and again, always, often. Jesus keeps showing up, and we do too. And when we show up in Jesus' name, we don't show up alone, but Jesus is in us, showing, doing, living a new time. So may this time of preparation and expectation give you eyes to see how Jesus comes to you and to us again, how Jesus continues to come into this world. May God grant you the grace, the love, and the courage to show up, to show Jesus, to show the new time has come.